Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
What's happening?
Right, okay, what is happening? I can tell you that Aldi are looking for... This is if you're in the market for a new job. Couple of suggestions. I've got two suggestions.
Okay.
Aldi are looking for chocolate lovers to become Easter egg tasters. The supermarket wants three people to try out its new products. It says, do you love Easter eggs? Consider yourself a chocolate connoisseur. For the second year running, we're looking for three chocolate experts to become our official chief Easter egg tasting officials. Doesn't say. Each taster receives 10 products in exchange for their feedback, and they'll be asked to share thoughts on taste, texture and innovation.
My son Cavan will be all over this. He's 15. If that's allowed, he would, I mean, literally, because he's not got to that point yet where it's going to stay with him.
Yeah, yeah.
His metabolism's not like gone.
Just eat don't it, like gone, it finished, yet. Yeah.
He's like skinny as a rake.
Yeah.
And he eats chocolate for fun, so he'd love it.
For the second year running, though, means the people that did it last year didn't do it very well, or they just try new people out every year? Because who's lost that job?
Yeah,
who's gone, this is awful.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to do this anymore.
It could be someone like Tom, who used to be able to eat chocolate and now can't.
Another job. Are you okay about taking your clothes off?
I mean, it all depends, doesn't it?
Producer Tom?
In what environment are we talking about?
Well, this job is... Britain is suffering from a chronic shortage of nude blokes. Demand for naked butlers for hen do's is rocketing, but bosses can't find enough.
I'm happily married. Two, I am out.
Bosses can't find enough fellas. Butlers with bums and the Adonis Cabaret are on the hunt for muscle men keen to show off their chiseled bodies. I'm out now.
Yeah.
All you need, because they're not looking for this.
Yeah, no.
They're not ready for this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping up appearances, keeping this top on, to be fair.
All you need for the job is to be confident and up for mingling with hens and unafraid to bear the booty. Wannabes need to wear signature black and pink gear, including an apron that reveals their pert little bum. Butlers also have to wear a collar, cuffs and a bow tie, and that's all.
Right, I think we would struggle, right, to find anyone texting now going, I'm up for it, have we got a number?
Is there anyone listening that's ever done a job where to be naked?
I mean...
Not the obvious.
But, yeah.
But
we can't read them ones out.
Yeah. Any naked jobs? No one's had a naked job.
No,
you didn't. I didn't think we were going to get any.
I didn't.
But it could have been somebody like posed for the painters, the model.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. What are they called? They're called.
I think they're just called models, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that they're just called models.
No, it's a certain. It might just be called nude model. My old tour manager.
Yeah.
Who doesn't listen, so this is great.
Yeah.
He's called Rob Barnes. He used to be...
Life model.
Life model, there you go.
Thank you very much for a million texters.
He used to... he was in a band years ago, like back in the 90s, called Menergy, right?
Wow, okay.
Menergy.
That's a good name.
Yeah, was. And they basically were like the Chippendales, but a band. They were called Menergy, and they used to have their tops off and stuff like that. And because he was from Stoke... I love the way he said Menergy. He said, Menergy. Like that. I was in Menergy. And that was in the sort of buff.
Laura, can you just read that one for me first, Tom, before I read it on the radio out loud? Katarina, on Sunday, I had a trampoline competition, fifth competition back after lockdown, and I finally completed both of my routines to secure the first place, a one with a personal best score of 82.31.
I mean, that sounds good, and you got first place, so I'm suggesting you done really well.
That is fantastic. Well done, Katarina. Can I read Laura's?
Yeah.
One of my customers last year had a son who was an official dream boy stripper. On the last morning I arrived to her telling me, my son came home last night and is asleep out back. He may walk around in his pants today at some point, so my apologies if so. So lunchtime comes and I take my cup into the kitchen and there's an almost completely naked dream boy stripper at my sink. It was a very good day at work, says Laura.
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Also out today, a study says we think the Italian language is the sexiest, followed by French and Spanish. 96% of us say we would rather date a person who could speak several languages than somebody with a good body. And the study says we find people who speak a foreign tongue mysterious and very attractive because of our interest in different cultures. 4 in 10 of us want to learn another language to raise our dating potential.
Guten Tag.
Sorry?
Guten Tag.
Is that Swedish?
No.
Finnish.
German.
German.
Guten Tag.
German's not a sexy language, though, is
no,
it?
No, but, well, I sounded Guten Tag.
You just generally do sound quite sexy, don't you? That's what people say to me yeah. when they see me in the streets.
If you like.
Yeah, they do. If you They're like. Always saying it.
Sure they are.
I've got some examples here, but I need to turn off the music that's playing at the moment. Yeah, I don't know how to do that. How do I turn off the... Where's the music playing at the moment?
Turn that fader down, didn't the yellow one?
This should be simpler.
You turn the yellow fader down.
No, because it won't play then. It's Lego, remember?
Oh,
there
yeah,
you
yeah.
go. Turn that one off. This is slick, isn't it?
There you go.
I've heard this on Radio 1 quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, no, 100. I like the fact that Tom's leaning over you very much in your personal. But good job COVID's not happening at the moment.
Okay, let's go back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Italian, English, Spanish, what do you reckon is the most sexiest? What I've done is I've found a profession where we have, you know, different accents. I've gone with football. And some managers of football teams.
Well, I'm going to put it out there straight away.
Yeah.
Pep wins.
I haven't got Pep. I went with Udo Emery.
What?
Now I am watching English series yeah. for my English. For my English. Peaky Blinders.
It's a great sexy voice.
Isn't it?
Sexy accent.
It's not.
Antonio Conte.
It's a great pleasure. It's a great honour.
I've put music behind it as well for some reason.
It's a great pleasure. It's a great honour.
Wow.
It's a great pleasure.
No.
It's a great honour.
Steven Gerrard.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Roy Hodgson off of Watford.
No, we've already been through that. We went through that before.
Oh, he's winning.
We started the interview, so I'm not prepared to talk about decisions.
I'm not prepared to talk about
can't
it.
See what decision I'm talking about, then let's forget about it.
So there's that accent, which is, I think...
No, we've already been through that.
Or...
It's a great pleasure. It's a great,
I can see what they're saying.
Yeah, but if you had Pep, which I'm... Pep has got the nicest voice. Like, he says, it's so good. It's so good. I just love him.
Una Emery's got a good Spanish accent.
Now I am watching...
I am watching...
For my English. Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, of course.
It's a great pleasure.
I think we could actually make a conversation here.
It's a great pleasure. It's a great honour.
Yeah, of course.
It's beautiful. Let's catch up with Trev, who's he's not our chauffeur. I don't think we'd go that far.
He's, of course.
Sorry, what was that?
That was, yeah, of course. We could.
Yeah, of course.
But what he is he's the first choice that we always ring when we need a lift.
Of course.
So that's what Trev is. We have a little jingle for Trev as well.
Trevor, you can hire him. I'm not lying, Trevor.
Come on, Trev.
Trevor, I'm the driver.
So, yes, we've got Trev on, and he says this about accents.
Let me tell you right now, fellas, yeah?
Yeah.
There ain't no language, no accent better in the whole wide world than Cockney. It's the language of the gods. Perseus.
It's a great pleasure. It's a great honour.
I'm not sure. Do you know what? I like the way my Trev talks.
Aaron said, I'm at work, working hard at Ellis Fencing. Could you give us a shout out? No worries, we've done that for you.
Fencing, yes we can. I need some fences.
That's not the reason we do this. That's not the reason we do this. This isn't a Scott's trying to build some new stuff in his house. So if you work in the construction industry, text us and we'll give you a mention on the radio.
You said fences, and I thought I just started jotting the number down. Oh. I need a new fence. It blew down in the storm. It was
incredible.
A storm. Yeah.
And hi to the guys at the Ferrari dealership.
I needed a Ferrari.
Hello to Honey, who's in Israel, one of our international students. She says, last winterish day around here, 10 degrees at the moment. Here comes the heatwave, 40 degree season coming up. That's incredible, isn't it? And Vicky from Accounts at Radio Essex.
I need some accounts. Oh, no, I don't.
No, it's actually, she does. Yeah. She actually does your wages here.
Oh, hello, Vicky.
So she's in the office. She's getting ready to go to Butlins tomorrow for 90s Reloaded weekend. Got to go and see Scott from Five.
Could you just make sure you pay my wages before you leave? Because otherwise,
he won't be able to get there. And when they go,
price of diesel as well. Honestly, I need them wages in the bank.
Vicky and accounts, can you please play a 90s hit to get me excited for the weekend? We will sort that out for you in a minute. Take you
home. The Big Drive Home.
Let's ride.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go.
This is Radio Essex.
Right, it's Chris and Scott. It's the Big Drive Home. I mentioned this earlier. Boys aged as young as 7 have an average of how much high-tech kits in their bedroom. So the sum will include trendy gadgets like iPhones, streaming subscriptions,
at seven,
and designer clothes.
7?
That's what it said, but I don't know whether that's a generalised thing. I think it's just, let's just say, boys, teenagers and stuff.
I mean, I can see a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whether it's a PC, like a decent PC now, like literally would cost $2,000.
Yeah.
If you had a piece, Tom's face, then honestly, I'm telling you,
but not for a 7-year-old.
$2,000 PC.
Yeah.
What?
If you've got a gaming PC,
PC, yeah, and it's got to have like a big
high graphic card and
high
all that.
Graphic card modem. Oh, I don't know if they do use modems.
Modem? Did you say granddad?
I said modem on the yeah, modem on. In 2022.
Yeah, because it connected to AOL and all that. yeah, you got the AOL.
No. Modem. No, but wow. you need a big graphics
big,
card.
Big Spectrum, ZX Spectrum. Plugged in with a tape recorder. All the big names.
Big floppy disk.
That's it. Floppy disk. Yeah. The amount of money is... what was your guess?
Right, so I would say, adding it all together with this is not for a 7-year-old, because that would be ludicrous, but like maybe 15, 16. I'm going to say, if you sold everything, $15,000?
$15,000?
Yeah.
That's the wrong answer.
How much?
Well, you've made it sound nothing now.
Have I done that thing?
You've done that thing.
No, I'm thinking, oh, come on.
You've done that thing where somebody says to you, oh, how old do you think I look? And you go, 21, when they obviously look 40. And then they go, well, no, I'm 35. Yeah. You've ruined it.
So it's not $5,000?
It's £3,279.
Wow.
It's an awful story now.
Yeah, but for a seven-year-old,
that is.
I bet you, for a 7-year-old, that's a ridiculous amount of money. Because a 7-year-old should only maybe have just
I don't think many kids have got £2,000 gaming computers, though. I think they might have like a PlayStation 5.
Which is £600.
Yeah, so £600. An iPhone, probably another 800 quid.
They're like £1,200 or more.
So that's $2,000. And then some clothes and streaming subs. I think £3,279 is about right.
Steve has just wrote 15K worth of tech on a moving with Scott.
I want to be Scott's children.
Steve's just turned up at my gaff, tried to move his stuff in. Carry it to me.
Steve's text, £15,000 worth of tech. I want to move in with Scott. I love that.
We've actually said this is one of our best texts. We love it.
Yeah. The average in a 7-year-old boy's bedroom is far too much for that age, says Katerina. OMG, says Linda. Thousands, even more if the latest. It's incredible, isn't it? It is. The Sleep Foundation will certainly have a few words to say. Oh, because you're not supposed to use any gadgets in your room before you go to sleep.
I tried that. It didn't go down well.
I did exactly that as well. It didn't work for me at all. Do you, when you were in lockdown?
Yes.
And you did working from home?
Yes.
Did you enjoy working from home?
No.
Did you enjoy working from home?
I don't remember doing work.
When
from
I
home.
Had to, like, for example, when I had to do even like Zooms for Five and like to do the radio from home, I think it's hard to get motivated to, because you're in your home surroundings, you're there and you're, and it's hard to have that get up and go because you're not. Because you're getting up, but you're not going.
You just get up.
Yeah.
I liked it at the beginning, but then I got bored pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Probably a couple of weeks. It seems like a perfect opportunity to kind of knock off early, but millions of us are still, this is research I read today, millions of us are still putting the hours in. So the research revealed that since the pandemic, the typical working day starts 10 minutes earlier now, 20 past 8, and finishes 10 minutes later at 5:40. Because people working from home, you're getting up to go to work, and even if you're getting up a bit later because you haven't got to do the commute, if you work in London, then you've got an hour and a half commute. So now you haven't. So people are, I might as well log in. So they found that actually with people working from home, and working from home also took a big chunk of the lunch hour, because you'd make something in your kitchen and you'd take it with and you go, I might as well crack on with the work. So actually they found more people, there was more work happening in with people working from home than less.
No, I've got a couple of friends who for example, have never gone back to work there, and they really enjoy it because they can find that moment. Like, just because I couldn't, they could. Like, I've got a few friends who said, this is so much better for me. I haven't got to get on the train.
The commute.
Got to do that. Yeah.
The commute.
And I get more work done at home.
So. I think for us, living like in Pitsea and in Wickford, and we're travelling here in a car, like driving here along the seafront, it's not a bad commute. When I did working in London for 10 years, that commute was, by the time, even halfway through it, it just becomes so monotonous.
Yeah, yeah. It's you feel like you're travelling for longer than you're working, isn't it? It's horrible.
Almost half of us are happy about having ditched the commute. 40% reckon our bank balance is in better shape as well, because we're saving money on lunch, takeaway coffee, snacks, drinks after work and all that kind of stuff. But then the downside of that is those businesses suffer because people aren't buying takeaway coffees and snacks and drinks
exactly.
after work.
Exactly.
So if you're still working from home, just let us know. Do you prefer it, or did you want to go back, and what and how long will you still be working from home? I know a couple of mates that they're never going back. There isn't a
I've got at least, I'd say at least three or four friends that have said, no, I've sorted it out with my boss, I stay at home, I get paid the same, it works perfectly for both parties, brilliant.
Claire says, I've only been to the office one day in a year. The plan is that we'll return to the office one day a month, probably, but no firm dates in place. Hated it to start, but have adapted now. I love the flexibility. Steve says, working from home still, it's absolutely perfect. No idiots in the office to deal with. I get more done, more efficient, and financially better off due to no driving. It's bliss, said Steve. He's moved into your house as well.
Well, now he's said about no idiots at work, I'm looking at two now. I'm thinking maybe I might do the old thing from home.
Cheers, buddy. Love it working from home. Can do it. Can do my workout at lunch. Been for a run in the sun today. No sitting in the car for over an hour a day. More relaxed. Better mental health. Work not mentioned when we need to go back. So we're just doing it. And we can if we want. We choose. And I'm happy to be at home indefinitely, says an anonymous Joe from South Woodham. Terry and Mersey, I've been working from home now since the first lockdown. Hated it at first, but now I have a proper desk and a chair. That's the thing. You had to make it a work environment, because when you were trying to do it in front of the telly with
your laptop, it just didn't work. It's no good, yeah.
But if you get a room and you got a proper desk and a chair in there with an additional screen, take stuff out of the kids' bedroom, they got like 15 grand worth of computers in there. So now I've got the additional screen, it makes it easier. I only go to lunch once a week for a meeting, but no Radio Essex. So I'm much when you go into work, you can't listen to Radio Essex. So I'm much happier working from home the rest of the week. Radio on, and I get so much more done too. Terry from Mersey, thank you. And finally, Chloe in Basildon. I work in London, and since January now, I have to do compulsory 3 days in the office and two at home. At first, I found the commute hard again, but definitely need those 3 days seeing colleagues. I'm still saving 2 days a week on travel, but now seem to buy more lunches in London than I did before because I feel sorry for the businesses. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. If they ever decided to cancel working from home completely, then I would look to work elsewhere.
But see, this is the thing, like what you just said there about like having a, if you've got, you know, having a place at work where you go, not the living room, maybe a little office, if you can have that. Like when I done radio from home, I'm like, I've got a room that I had sort of adapted into.
Yeah.
I had my desk, I had my mic, so it felt like, because as well for me, I needed to feel like it was live radio and I was still on the radio and not in my house because the old swearing and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So I had to make sure.
Yeah.
And everyone at the office was happy with that as well.
Yeah.
You got a desk, Scott, do you remember? You're on the radio. It made sense for me.
And it works, and you make it work, don't you? Because we had you up on a massive screen in here, so I could see your pretty little face.
Oh, I could still see your pretty
little
face.
And I could point at you and say, oh, I'm doing this now, or stop talking now, we're running out of time. And I could, so we could still do what we do now. And it felt quite normal, didn't it?
It did, and I could still look at Tom sometimes and go, oh, he still doesn't know what's going on. And it felt like I was here.
Yeah, I think Tom just got confused with it all, didn't you? When Scott said make a cup of tea, you'd make it and go, how am I going to get it to him?
Yeah,
and it was just awkward.
Yeah, it was a bit difficult to pass it to a screen.
It was, yeah. But you did. But yeah. Joe, what? Why, boy, did you try?
Tried hard. Yeah. Come on, follow the noise. The Big
Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
We discussed in the production meeting earlier that I didn't need to say any more H, not the one from Steps. Suze has just texted in. I'm crying. I'm that old when you said H as an You must have fallen off your chair when you heard this. When you said H as an unmistakable rapping. When you said H has an unmistakable rapping voice, I thought you meant H from Steps.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to play five, six, seven.
He goes 5, 6, 7, 8.
I think H probably has got an unmistakable rapping voice. That's H from Steps, that is.
Yeah. Is he Welsh? What's going on?
You know what? Suze, that's for favourite text. Thank you.
I know H. Yep. From Steps, yeah. And I can tell you, he can't rap.
He can't rap.
I'm glad I found you, you're the one.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
There's no place I'd rather be.
On Radio Essex.
A story that was out, which actually, Tom, you shared this on the Big Drive Home WhatsApp group for me and Scott today, about this young couple who were left a little bit shell-shocked after discovering they had consumed... They got their electricity bill in.
Right.
It was like, I think the gas bill was like 120 quid or something, wasn't it? The gas bill.
Yeah, it was around that.
Normal gas bill.
Yeah.
Electricity bill was £1.9 billion.
What?
Yeah, £1.9 billion in just one morning.
How? Obviously, it's a misprint.
I think it's a mistake. So it was the gas. They used £1.9 billion worth of gas in just one morning.
What were they cooking?
Sam and Maddie were astonished to learn that they had racked up their hefty bill in a one-minute period. The amount was actually equal to 15% of total household expenditure on gas and electricity for the whole of the UK, which is around £12.1 billion. It's also enough energy to power 2,700 football matches at stadiums. The pair, both 22, they live in a two-bedroom flat in a place called Harpenden, which I know well, just outside St Albans in Hertfordshire, and typically spend around £1,300 a year on their gas and electricity bill. However, after a routine check of their Shell Energy app, so they got one of those energy apps, had a quick look at that, see how they do it, they spotted that they owed £1.9 billion.
What's the guy's name?
It's back. Sam and Maddie.
Maddie, turn the kettle off now! Now!
Maddie immediately questioned her boyfriend. So because it's his fault.
Yeah. You played a PlayStation 5 again.
stating he must have read the numbers wrong. However, she also received the shock of her life after seeing the figure covering the length of his phone screen. Car mechanic Sam says Maddie thought I'd got the numbers wrong, so she thought I was being daft. But yeah, it's funny, I got a notification on my phone saying I need to update my direct debit.
No problem, I'll do that for you now.
It's a bit weird. I know prices were going up, but I didn't think by that much. So 1.9, but they've amended it. It was 190.
Brilliant.
They just accidentally added some noughts onto that as well.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. 'Cause I'm coming home to Radio Essex. News.
At 3 o'clock, the Chancellor has announced terrorism. In other news, Ukraine. I'm Stevie Shillinglot. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. And your computer's up to date now after the software update noise that just happened in the middle of your update.
I've turned the notifications off on this many a time, and somebody's turned them back on, so just figure out who that is.
Well, but at least we know that your computer's working, it's fully up to date, and...
Said you're up to date, I mean, we were all fully... Your software's up to date, everything is up to date now.
The email inbox
is Windows 96 now, isn't it?
His computer is more techno... As is still Intel. As is still running on that at the moment. So no, he's got like Windows 98, I think. They're proper advanced in the news departments.
Amazing.
In the Lego studio, we're running Intel. Yeah.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
So you wanted to talk to me about being on the beach. Were you on the beach before you got to work?
No, I wasn't on the beach. I pulled up. So when I pulled up my car, it's literally right on the beach.
Yeah.
And I just had a moment where I looked at these two guys who were about 25, 26 years old.
Okay.
And I remembered me at 25, 26. And it just got me thinking of how much times has changed. These two Well, I was going to say geezers, but they weren't. These two geezers, well, I got out of my car and I heard the other one, I heard one of them go to the other one. Right, so listen, we're going to do a TikTok. You're going to film it, right? What I'm going to do is I'm going to stare back at the camera. I'm going to take my top off. I'm going to do a little spin and then I'm going to run. That's when you have to press stop. And then we start again and it looks like I'm going into the sea. And I just stood there and I was thinking, this is not what two 26-year-olds done on a beach when I was a, when I was 26. Like, we'd go and get a pint or something.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. It, life's changed so much. I know I sound old now.
But didn't a couple of lads in their 20s taking their tops off and spinning around, isn't that basically a Five video? Wait, you were actually doing that, actually on the telly.
No, I wasn't. I was 19.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
Like, I just, no, it just... I got, and his mate didn't go, oh, don't be ridiculous. He went, right, so the time, how many, like,
his mate's the director.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah. And actually, spin right at the end. Maybe they'll chuck a little wink at him. I just thought,
a little wink.
Wow. And I literally looked at them, but I looked at them, went, tutted and walked off.
If they're now in their car listening to this, they will be deflated. They will be like, oh. I thought it was really good.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to mention that he'd done press-ups before he went
right,
on.
Yeah.
So he had big biceps.
Don't worry about it.
I forgot to tell you that bit. Let
the
beat drop.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. We can't stop. This is Radio Essex.
New studies revealed our favourite nostalgic Disney film of all time. And that film is Scott.
Lady and the Tramp.
Is... not, that's number eight.
Number eight. So,
producer Tom, are you a Disney
Aladdin.
Fan?
I like Disney, yeah.
You do?
Aladdin?
Aladdin isn't in the... yeah, number 10.
The Lion King.
The Lion King is in that top... where is The Lion King?
Cinderella.
Lion King's not in there.
Cinderella.
How is what? The Lion King not in there?
Really? It's got to be. Where's Cinderella?
Number six.
Wow. Hang on. So number one...
is...
wait, I'm trying to...
play along on the text if you want.
Number one.
I'll tell you some other ones. Number 10, Aladdin. Number 9, Dumbo. Number 8, Lady and the Tramp. Beauty and the Beast at 7. God. Cinderella at 6. Snow White at 7. Dwarves at 5. Bambi at 4. 101 Dalmatians at 3. Mary Poppins at 2.
Right, OK.
Number 1 is...
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is the wrong answer.
Oh.
That's number 20, though.
Number 1 is... oh, Winnie the Pooh.
Is... wrong. It's The Jungle Book.
Jungle Book?
Yeah, Jungle Book is the number one.
Hang on, sorry, what? Don't pull a face at The Jungle Book, mate.
It's no Lion King.
Yeah, listen.
What? I'm a bit... is the Lion King's definitely Disney, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
How is that not in the top... I've got the top 40 here. It's not in there.
Arsene Wenger's going to be gutted.
Arsene Wenger! Finding Nemo's at 15. Bedknobs, Broomsticks at 14. Pinocchio, Little Mermaid, Toy Story.
I've got to stop you there. I can't believe that you've just mentioned Nemo without telling Essex and Tom that you are the voice on the DVD.
I don't like to talk about it, actually.
Sorry,
Scott.
What?
So this is big.
What?
This is big, big news. Look, it's got all flushy.
I don't talk about
right,
it.
Right, so if you've got a DVD at home of Nemo...
do.
At the start of when it's
was it DVD or video? No, it was DVD.
DVD,
wasn't it?
Yeah. You're not that old. it's Chris always trying to sell you stuff, isn't he? Whether it's windows, whether it's doors, whether he's telling you to put a mask on, whatever he's doing, he is on the DVD for Nemo. It blew my mind.
It was. I just started doing my new big job in London, and I had an agent. He went, "You should try like voiceovers," and I went, voiceovers, what's that? He was like, you know, terms, conditions apply, see website for details, like adverts, you make a bit of money on that. And I went, okay. So we made this demo in the back of his studio that was, I mean, it was awful. It was a really bad demo. And then the first client he picked up for me was Disney. I was like, what? And he went, Disney. He said, but it's like Disney worldwide. It's Disney. And I went, okay, is that good? Was that 20, 30 quid? What? And it wasn't. It paid for half my car.
Yeah.
but every one of those DVDs, it's Toy Story, All the ones that came out at that time, Finding Nemo.
The Incredibles.
The Incredibles.
Yeah,
and it says,
no way.
Yeah, it says on the beginning of it, it's me saying, hey, there's loads of other Disney films in our collection, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
I'm on the DVD.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, it's wow. Great.
I'm doing pictures after the show, Tom. Wow. Pictures after the show, all right? You can get a selfie or something if you want.
The The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
We had all sorts going on today. We've got a couple of minutes to fill.
I know the result. And
well, the title fight.
Yeah,
I think got a couple of minutes for that.
I think I know the result. So you've got, I think Tom said as we put the mics up, 2.5 minutes to fill. So good luck, Chris.
I'm not filling it.
good luck, mate.
I'll just play my song twice.
I've got my paper ready for the bin. I've given up.
What? Well, you can't just go home.
Right. Yeah, I understand losing today.
Yeah.
I got loads of votes. Thank you very much if you voted for me. It wasn't enough today. You didn't work hard enough, but thank you. we were up against a barnstormer of a song. I mean, it's amazing.
Even, yeah, I mean, you knew, because as soon as you saw it come through on the text, you were like, nah.
It's good. And I tried to play dirty. I tried to tug on your heartstrings, you know, like Wedding Song, Dirty Dancing. All, you know, I tried to get all the women on side because they loved the film. Even the guys, I watched it the other day, cried.
You cried at Dirty Dancing?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Let's just talk about that for a bit. Listen, which bit?
There's many bits.
The dad bit. No one puts baby in the corner and the dad there.
I think the bit, other the bits when he's getting the blame and all that, and like, and the, I get very emotional.
You cried at Dirty Dancing?
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit?
Yes.
I've never watched Dirty Dancing.
Don't, you'll cry.
It is emotional.
You know what's going to happen though, don't you? Because you've seen it before.
Yeah, but well, that's like loads of sad films. Like every time I've watched certain films, I cry at the same bit. I cried at EastEnders once.
What?
I cried at EastEnders. I cried at Home and Away when Blake died on the beach.
Yeah,
I cried.
That was sad.
Yeah.
But you don't know what's happened. You don't know what's going to happen. But you've obviously seen Dirty Dancing 100 times.
Yeah, and it's sad.
It's not going to change. You're not going to watch it, and suddenly they don't put her in the corner.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. Anyway, that's enough filling. Come home
with me. Right about now, the Big Drive Home. Woo! Let's get into it with Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home with me. This is Radio Essex.
Love that tune. On the day you fell
in love. For people that don't know, that's Ed Sheeran in the background because he wrote this with Emma.
Yes, he's in the song, isn't he?
Yeah, that's that. Him doing the ooh is Ed Sheeran.
Because he's not on enough songs.
No, he's not.
Isn't he? I was saying the other day, you don't hear about Ed Sheeran anymore.
No, no.
He's just not, a bit like Bieber, just disappeared.
Yeah, yeah, nowhere. Where are they? Where are you?
I want them to turn up on every single song, even stuff that doesn't sound like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And then go, this is Peru. With Fireboy, DML and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
But why? It doesn't happen, does it?
No, it doesn't happen.
It's upsetting.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.